the greed factor in selling.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. Today, I got to see the greed factor in motion. And I call it the greed factor. I made that up. It's just the idea, you've probably heard about this before if you're involved with any type of business, is that when people are buying, they continue to buy when they're in that buying zone. That's how it's usually understood or explained. And I think it's beyond that, and I'll tell you a little story about this, because my daughter, Alexandra, just turned 5 today. It's her birthday, okay? And we started off the day and had, my wife has all these things lined up, you know, the cake and all the rest, and we give her her present, and she's just beaming. She just loves this present, and she's just really getting into it, probably too into it. You know how kids are. And afterwards, she said, well, I've got this money saved up. She's 5 years old, right? And our kids, when they're done with their toys, we let them sell them to their friends or sell them online. And so they build up a certain amount of money. We're trying to teach them how to deal with money and how to and also make the mistakes with money as early on as possible. You know, understanding how to spend too quickly and all that. And so she has this money, and she says, I want to get this other thing that goes along with this gift, and I want to do it today. Well, it just so happened that it worked out with our schedule that we'd be able to go to the town, next town over, where some of the larger stores are at, and take her in and go have her purchase something else. But you could see this, it's not as much a buying thing. And we always refer to it as a buying thing, especially when we're talking about Christmas and so forth. We say, you know, when a person's buying, they just want to keep buying. They want to keep going. They're okay with moving that money. And I think it has more to do with greed. I think it has more to do with that gimme, gimme, gimme concept. Every time I think about it, I think about the Garfield Christmas special, if you've ever seen it, the one from the 80s, where the very beginning of the episode, he's dreaming, and he dreams that John got him, this is Garfield I'm talking about, Garfield is dreaming that John got him this machine that reads your mind. You sit on it, and you're like sitting on a giant robot Santa Claus, and the Santa Claus hat goes on your head, and it reads your mind, and whatever you can think of will pop out of this bag, that Santa's bag there. It'll all pop out. It's a machine that does this. And so he just keeps thinking and thinking of more stuff, and it's just more and more and more stuff, and there's no end to it. There's no end to that gimme, 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 and the song goes gimme, 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 and everything just keeps coming up and coming up and coming up until he wakes up. But that's the idea about people. People, there's no end to want. There's no end to greed, good and bad. There's just no end to it. It keeps coming. You'll always want more. The more you want, the more you want, the more you want. And it's a very interesting phenomena to see that in motion, that when a person has tapped into that part of their brain where they just want more and more and more of the same thing or of similar things, complete a collection, everything else, it keeps going and going and going. This is something to understand about yourself, because if you could watch these drives that we all have to one extent or another, you can moderate it. But also it's something to know about your customers. And you shouldn't stop offering more just because you think that they've had too much, or you think that they can't possibly, that they'll be offended if I even offer to throw in something else. It's that whole idea of the upsell and all these other concepts that get linked to it. Allowing a person to purchase as much as they possibly can or as much as they possibly want to is useful. It's helpful. And as long as, and especially if you offer, you know, money back guarantees and things of that sort, then there's no reason why you shouldn't. They can always return it, right? As long as they haven't used it. So think about these things. Think about the psychology of yourself and of your customer, and you're going to have a better overall system for helping produce the most for the most amount of people. And that's what life's all about. A huge piece of it is, at least, especially if you're looking to move ahead financially and so forth. I've got a whole book on general ideas in terms of strategies that you can use within your business to make yourself competition proof on top of everything else. My book's called 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. You can get it over at Amazon.com. If you're new here, my name is Brian J. Pombo. Type that into Amazon and the book will pop right up. Or you can get a free download copy if you don't mind reading off your phone, tablet, or PC. Free download copy at AmazonProofBook.com. That's all I have for tonight. Hey, subscribe, like, follow, wherever you're listening, watching this. I'll be back on a regular basis just about every night. We're back here with a new episode. So you have a good one. See you tomorrow. Get out there and let the magic happen.